Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
And welcome to Tuesday, March 5th. This is us once again here on LA Talk Radio. And I always try to open the show a little differently, so what the hell, you know?
Welcome,
everybody. And we have the last beautiful day before the rain starts.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're going to have like 3 days of rain, apparently. Well. Yeah, I'm not complaining, man.
I just don't like driving when it's like downpouring. If it's like a drizzle, I can handle it.
Right, right.
If it's like downpouring, I get so scared.
I know, because people drive like maniacs.
Yeah.
Either too slow or too fast. You
know? People be speeding in the rain. Yeah. I'm like, it's really not that deep. Wherever you're going, it can wait.
I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
I'm usually the fastest car on the freeway.
Yeah, I'm usually the slowest. So there you go. Complete opposites when it comes to driving.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you get impatient driving in L.A., you know, especially with the...
I don't.
Bumper-to-bumper traffic.
I just get impatient with people that are impatient.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you guys. Like, chill out.
Right.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's
people
sunny.
People are in a rush, you know.
Yeah.
But I can't understand some of the people that take the traffic down to the city from the valley. I mean, the traffic is just stand still.
What do you mean? From Hollywood to the valley?
No. It's like the way I come up from Tarzana, right? That's the 101.
Right.
Then it splits. So if you continue on the 101 like I do, it's fine. It opens up. But if you go south to the 405, man, the traffic is just for miles and it's not moving.
But where's that? What direction is that going?
Going like
towards Hollywood? Or away from Hollywood?
Towards Westwood.
Like Beverly Hills area.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why I take the back roads.
Yeah.
Not sitting on the highway. Although, I just clicked in my nail salon to see how far it was from here. And if I take Laurel Canyon, it's 52 minutes. If I take 101, it's 20.
Yeah.
I'm like, how does that work?
Well, of course, if the 101's open, think about it. You can go like 65 miles an hour. And on the streets, what? You're like going very
15
slow.
15 to 20.
Right. Plus stoplights.
Right.
Yeah, of course. That's why
I didn't realize
work.
It takes you like an hour to get home.
Wow.
I didn't realize
to
that.
To who?
From here.
For you?
Yeah, because the nail salon's right next to my house.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, that doesn't seem right. It usually takes me like a half an hour, maybe. If there's a lot of traffic, like 35 minutes.
Like at what time?
Like right when I leave here.
Oh, so you said it to see what the traffic would be like
to go to my nail salon
later?
No, right now I just put in my GPS.
The traffic is different now. I mean, now
but 1 hour from now, how different could it be?
I'm telling you, everybody's driving into the city still.
Yeah, true.
I'm telling you, you go on the freeway; it's unbelievable. I don't know,
but it's saying the freeway is quicker than the back roads. You would think the back roads would be quicker.
No. People take the back roads, too. What,
yeah, that's probably why they're like, fuck this shit.
Yeah,
I'm
people go
off.
Everywhere. No, plus the direction you'd be going is fast at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it opens up and slows down. It's crazy to drive on these freeways. And, you know, it's not like there's no congestion in other places. In almost every big city that I've been to, there's rush hour traffic. But it's never like here. And the distances.
I think New York might be worse.
It's the distances here because we're so spread out. You know, in New York, at least you don't have distances.
Right.
But here, my God, you know, everywhere you go, it's like on the other side of town and you got to take freeways and streets and stuff. And it ends up taking you forever. And you go, why am I even going there?
Right.
You know, so. But it depends on your attitude. You know, I mean, if I'm not in a hurry, if I take my time, I'm fine. You
I have
know?
To go to Venice today.
Do you?
Yeah, and I didn't realize Venice is like an hour from me.
No, not really.
Yeah, it says 54 fucking minutes.
From Venice to your house.
Yeah.
Again, it depends what time of day.
I'm going at 4.
Right.
Then it'd be bad.
I know. And then coming back would be even worse.
Well, I have to be back. I record tonight, so I have to be back. I have to be at the studio. I'm wondering if I should Uber.
What time?
I have to be at the studio at 7:45.
Yeah. Well, that's better. Yeah, but if you drive around that area at all,
yeah,
during rush hour, you're going to hate yourself for going there.
Let's see.
That's all I can tell you.
I'm going to tell you how long
traffic just doesn't move there.
In Venice?
No, between Venice and where you live.
Yeah, like it's just like bumper
to
bumper.
It's West LA, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any...
no freeways.
Right now it says 45 minutes, so it went down 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I'm going at 4.
Yeah.
So...
Well, we'll see. We'll wish you the best with LA traffic. What can I say, you know? But, yeah, people do all kinds of shit in their cars, you know? I mean, you notice that they're distracted and all that, and I don't know. It's crazy. I'm hearing some buzzing.
Yeah, I hear it too, to be honest with you.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I think it's just in our headphones, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't think other people can.
No, no. But at any rate, you know, like I said, every morning we come in, there's a new problem, you know? There's a ghost in the machine that gets into it. I know it's the name of a band, but there's a ghost in the machine and they come out at night and you come in the morning and shit doesn't work.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can't explain it. You know, we shut off everything and then turn it back on.
So. Right.
Go figure. Who knows, man? Who knows? How was work yesterday?
It was really slow.
Really?
I knew. I told you Mondays are like the slowest day of the week.
Yeah.
But I only worked till 9:30. So I was like, bye.
Yeah.
When I got home and I was exhausted, I like... wipe my
but
makeup
off.
It's
too bad because you already made up and everything, you know, you might as well have gotten some tips and shit.
I know, it's not, it was definitely not that type
slow,
of night.
Huh?
Yeah,
I guess Monday does make sense to be slow. I don't even know why they opened the friggin' restaurant.
Yeah,
they probably have to pay the employees more than they make.
Yeah, probably so.
How many people do you think work at that restaurant? In all,
probably like over 50 employees. Because there's morning shift
right,
and night shift. So there's AM and PM shifts.
And every shift has how many people?
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
With a lot, though.
Like at least waiters, waitresses?
Probably like 16.
16?
Maybe 20.
Are you counting the cooks, yeah,
that's,
too?
That's, oh, no. Counting the cooks, there's probably like 25, 30 people on staff.
Because really?
The kitchen's full. Because you got like people that work the salad, people that do the oven. There's like different stations in the kitchen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The fucking pizza there is so good.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to get so fat working here.
Yeah.
Like, there's no hope for me losing weight.
And they let you eat all you want?
No. You have to pay for it. But we get a discount, so.
That sucks when they make you pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, but there's so many employees.
I know, but they give you like once a month maybe, okay? Here, look, you can eat here once a month, you don't pay.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Right?
Yeah, that would be cool. Just that's what I would do if I owned a business.
And besides, I mean, I think many of the people that work there, at least the waiters, are supposed to taste everything, aren't they?
I think they have pre-shift meetings. So if something new is added on the menu, everyone does try it in the pre-shift.
Exactly, because they have to know what they're
but
serving.
But it's just like little bites.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like they get a free meal. You know what I mean? So they do try it. Like even when they get a new wine or something,
yeah,
you get to like have a little taste of it.
It always depends on the boss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are cheap, but I mean, how much does it cost them to feed you, for example, one person? Nothing.
But there's me times like 25, 30 people on shift.
Okay, but like I said... Let's say there's a total of 100 employees at that place. Okay, so that's 100 free meals that he gives a month.
That's a lot. Well, no, if it's one meal a month, I agree. I think that would be cool.
I mean, for a restaurant like that, it costs him nothing. It's just another few ingredients put together, you know, for you guys. No, I don't think it justifies it. It's not like you're paying fucking retail like a customer would, you know. For him, it costs him nothing. The expenses they have is... the employees, that's the biggest expenses. You know, of course, the supplies and the food costs a lot, but nothing compares to the payroll and shit. Probably the rent or whatever else they pay there.
Yeah, the rent is probably
huge.
Huge, because they're like in the center of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, and it's probably a big place, right?
Mm, no? It's decent size, but it's big enough.
Yeah, I mean, with that many people, I would think.
For sure, big enough.
Huh. Very interesting. I don't know how to run restaurants, so I just know that it's a lot of hard work.
Mm.
I remember my uncle owned a restaurant when I was a teenager. I went to work for him, but it was fast food, you know. But still, you got to know what hard work it is working with customers.
Right.
You know, on food and shit like that. And then the cleaning.
I mean, owning a restaurant is like not an easy task.
No,
so many people open restaurants and they don't make it like past like 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you can make it past a certain amount of time, it's like, okay, you have a successful restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
And like food critics could come in and fucking slam you too.
Yeah.
Like, and especially if they're like a food critic that has like, they're like well renowned.
Right.
They go to like every restaurant in the world.
Right.
How did I not get into that job? Honestly,
you still can.
I know. I'm like, yo, how do I become a food critic?
Right. So maybe you can do it if you can influence all the people that follow you. That
I would love to do that for my YouTube channel.
Yeah, like tell them, hey, I'm a food critic now.
Right. I wonder if my boss would let me do that. can I film a YouTube
probably
in the can I film a YouTube in your PDR doing a food review? It'll all be good. Don't worry.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. You'll also get a lot of experience about food and restaurants
mm-hmm.
while working there. So it'll help you with other things, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a bad deal at all. I'm glad. Did they pay you?
I got my tips, but I haven't gotten my check.
Your check you haven't gotten yet. Are they out of their fucking minds? What the fuck?
I told them, I was like, I'm coming in on Wednesday. I hope I have my check on Wednesday.
Oh, wow. That's poor business.
It's just like, I have things to do. I mean, the check's not going to be like it's not life-changing
yeah,
at this point.
It doesn't matter, but you work for it.
Yeah.
And you know, and you rely on it. It's people's livelihood. I mean, you don't fuck around with that.
Right.
People don't understand that, you know? You got to take a fucking loan and pay your employees if you can't.
Right.
You know, because people put in their work. They have to pay their bills. Just because you don't know how the fucking to run your business doesn't mean that they have to suffer. But hopefully it's only one time and that's it.
Yeah,
you know?
I would think.
If it becomes a habit, you tell them to go fuck themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And people are like that. Some bosses are like that. They make the employees chase them for the money.
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit. So I don't know, man. But so what are you going to do in Venice?
Just my friend out? Corey,
uh-huh.
He's on Teen Mom, MTV,
uh-huh.
And they're filming.
Yeah.
So I'm filming Teen Mom, and then I'm going straight to the studio to record.
You're filming Teen Mom?
Yeah, it's his birthday to him.
Uh-huh.
So it's his birthday party.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like a scene in a show.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. I wish it was in Hollywood, because then it was like an easy like Uber drive there, and then
yeah.
I can just go straight to the studio. Now it's like I've got to calculate how much time I have, like... It's
yeah.
just kind of annoying because Venice that's is true. So far.
I would take an Uber probably with that kind of traffic. At least you can focus on texting and being on your phone and shit.
I know.
Even talking on the phone, but you don't have to drive it. Fuck.
You know? I know. I won't be able to drink or anything at the birthday party.
Yeah.
But I imagine an Uber an hour away is probably going to be crazy, right?
Probably going to cost you $30. Yeah.
Let's see.
With that kind of traffic.
That's $60 round trip. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. $22 there.
Yeah.
Wait, and that's from here. Let's do.
Yeah. And the thing is that although they don't charge you for time that much, but it does make a difference
yeah.
if you have to sit in traffic.
Yeah.
But it's only fractions of a cent, I think, per minute.
It's $16 from my house right now.
Right now. Okay. Well, that's not bad. 16, so it's 30 total, 32. All right.
Hmm.
I think it's worth it. Depends. But actually, that's a lot of money for a round trip.
Yeah.
You
that's
know,
like I can fill my whole town. I can fill my whole gas tank.
Yeah, it's like a trip across town for... All right, well, brave it out and go do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Do you know who AOC is? Alexandria Cortez or Osorio Cortez?
Is she like a politician? Because I think you already asked me that and I know and I don't care.
Okay, good. Because she's all over the place. And but everybody is criticizing her because she wants to turn this country into socialism. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, you said that, but I don't
know.
Even...
You don't know what it means?
Yeah, and I don't care.
What it means, it's like... The government is in charge of fucking everything. That's what it means.
They basically are already anyway. So
no,
it's like,
they're not. They're not. Well, yeah, as long as the other side can help it, though, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think. She's not a Democrat.
Yeah, she is. America is known for its capitalism. You're not going to turn this fucking country.
That's weird. I don't think a Democrat would be down with that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's weird to me.
Yeah, Democrats are down with a lot of shit. They have fucking anti-Semites now in the Foreign Affairs Committee. Even the Democrats are looking to get rid of this fucking Omar anti-Semite bitch. You know, I mean, why is it so important to be elected to the United States and then say how great Africa is and how shitty America is? That's what I just saw.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. Fuck, but I have to go because, yeah, maybe I should change the page because I'm looking at her picture and it's really distracting to me.
Yeah, I would
there
probably
she is
just
again. Okay, but I want to. Okay, so I'm looking at something else. Let's talk about this for a second. The Michael Jackson movie, the documentary. Did you watch the Oprah thing that she did with them?
I worked. No? And I was too tired and I don't care.
And you don't care about the movie either, right?
What movie?
The documentary about Mike leaving Neverland.
I never watched it, but that came out before, right?
No, it just came out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, it's about Michael Jackson, like
being a molester, basically.
Right. Yeah. There's two guys that say they were molested by him.
Yeah. I didn't watch it, no.
Yeah. But you said, you're the one who said that Oprah was going to interview the people in the movie, right?
Yeah.
So I think she did already. But now Corey Feldman, you know who he is? Okay, then let's move on.
Who is that?
He was a child actor. Now he's like still trying to stay relevant. He's been to the station a few times as a guest. And he was in movies like Goonies and Stand By Me. And you know, but that's before your time.
I saw Stand By Me. I kind of remember it. I kind of don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, I really get irritated by the way he tweets, though. Because it's like all in caps. And a lot of things, like if he wants to say R, he writes the letter R. And if he wants to say 1, he writes the number 1. You
sometimes
know?
You do that if you run out of character space. I do that sometimes, and I hate the way it looks, but it's just like you got to fit it all.
No, but you can see he's not doing it to fit it in. It's just that, you know, I don't know, whatever. You're right. Maybe he just got used to that from way back when.
Yeah, like when you had like only 140 characters.
Right.
In the
what do I know about Twitter? But yeah, but there's a lot of controversy about it. It's interesting, but I'm not really interested, you know.
Right.
The thing is, Corey is defending Michael Jackson now by saying, you know, I was around him as a kid. We never had anything even remotely close to that. And he says, you know, I think the people are here to make money. So, but he's right about one thing. He says it's a one-sided thing. Michael is not here to give his side of the story.
Yeah, that's what I said the other day. I'm like, it's right. Like it kind of sucks when all of this is coming to surface years after someone dies because they're not here to defend themselves.
Right. You said the exact same thing.
So like people could literally drag him through the mud for the rest of time, but it's like he's not here to be like, okay, that like never happened.
Right. But does it matter if he says so or not? You know, I mean, if there's evidence, it doesn't matter what they would say, even if they were alive.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if there's evidence. Probably not. If there was, it would be a lot easier thing to solve. Halle Berry revealed a tattoo. She took a topless picture, you know, from her back. And she's got like this whole vine thing.
Like a tattoo?
Yeah, a tattoo going from her neck down to her ass. And it's a long vine with leaves on both sides running down her spine.
I love back tattoos. I'm looking her up on.
Really? Do you have one?
No, I want one.
You have shoulder ones, no?
Yeah, on my front, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it looks pretty funny, though, because at first I thought it was a spine.
Oh, I just saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can look up Halle Berry tattoo. So I guess that's news because it is, right? Because they're showing it. We got nothing better to worry about.
She looks so good for her age.
Yeah. So Luke Perry
I know. I can't get over it.
You broke it here on the show yesterday as you were going through your phone. And I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Did you grow up with him or was that after
Yeah,
you?
I grew up watching 90210.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was my show. He's like every female's first bad boy crush.
That's what I was reading on Facebook.
Like everyone was obsessed with him back in the day. Really? Yeah, he was like that one person on the show. You're like, I love him.
Oh, wow.
He's going to change.
See, I never watched that show.
Yeah, I watched
it. But I guess it was for youngsters more. So, but all of them became big from the show, right? All of them.
Not all of them, no.
Who didn't?
Let me pull up the original cast. There's a guy with blonde curly hair. He really did nothing after the show. Hold on.
Oh, really?
90210 original cast.
Yeah, that's interesting. Luke Perry did it, 52. From a massive stroke. How sad.
Brandon Walsh. Jason Presley.
Jason Presley we know. Presley.
Brian Austin Green. Like he never, I have never seen him in anything after the movie. He's still hot. Brian Austin Green.
Yeah.
He's another one on the show that was like, oh, love you.
How old were the characters supposed to be on the show?
Like high school.
High school?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They all went to Beverly Hills High.
That's why it was popular with the teenagers.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I don't know why I always thought they were like in their 20s or something.
So many people started on this show.
Yeah.
Hilary Swank.
Yeah. I know. Ashley Shannon Doherty, Tizzy, right?
Lucy Liu.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What a popular show it was.
Can't believe he died. That's so awful.
I know.
Just reminds you that life is so short.
Life indeed is very short. They're saying it's not unusual for someone in their 50s to get a stroke like this. You know,
I think 50s is really young.
Yeah, but they're saying that's when it starts. Oh, God, my cough is fucking getting worse, man. But at any rate, did you see this elephant crushing a man to death? The man was whipping it to sit down during a bath.
Good. I'm glad it crushed it to death.
Yeah?
Goodbye, you little piece of shit. Elephants don't deserve that type of behavior. Leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah. I mean, he was whipping him.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that? There was a movie with Michelle Williams in it. It was about the zoo, like the circus. And it showed like how they treat the animals, especially elephants. And I was like, I would never pay money to go see some shit like that.
Yeah. Can you imagine? We used to all the time.
Yeah. Like it's disgusting. Disgusting behavior.
I know.
Whipping them, tying them up, not feeding them correctly.
Yeah.
That's not what these animals were put on this earth to do.
And you don't understand.
I mean, the human race. I really do.
You work with animals. You're supposed to love them, give them passion and stuff. And then you go and you totally fucking exploit them. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You hate the human race? Why?
Because I just hate the way some people treat animals, society, planet. The planet in general.
Right. So you think animals are more important than people?
I think they're just as important.
Just as important.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't think we have any like moral justification to feel we're better than them?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
We are both put on this earth at the same time. They just can't speak and they don't know how to use whips or guns.
Okay.
Or...
So the strong survive in this evolution, right? I mean, look about it, the survival of the fittest, you know. And I was thinking about that, too. I said, how is it that, you know, because evolution really weeds out all the bad genes.
Mm.
And I thought, how does that happen? And then I thought, well, let's say somebody's like really mentally ill, right? They become homeless and stuff, right?
Right.
They're probably not going to have offspring to continue that pattern. So they just sort of disappear. The people that are successful in life, not just in money, but in anything, they will continue their generations, and that's how humans survive.
Mm.
We can survive the weak. Only the weak survived, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not going anywhere. Think if everybody was like the same, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm getting a little too deep maybe. We'll stay surfing.
Yeah.
So what's going on with your sister? Have you talked to her lately?
Yeah, I talk to her every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come she never calls in anymore?
She's busy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Does she have anybody in her life?
Like a guy?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Why you say that like that?
Because she doesn't.
She doesn't want to?
No, I mean, there's just like no options where she lives.
Wow. And then there's no options for you here.
No.
So what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I've just come to the conclusion I'm probably single for life.
Yeah.
I'm probably never having kids.
You're not going to be single for life. Come on.
Yeah, I am. I am for sure.
Why? Why do you think that?
I just feel it. Hey, by the way, you can have the rest of my scone. I didn't realize I hate scones.
I don't like scones.
You know?
They're dry, no.
Yeah, like what the right? fuck?
That's the way they're meant to
be. I'm so upset.
Why?
Because I thought it would taste like almost like a blueberry muffin.
No.
Should have just stuck with my muffin.
Yeah. They're dry and crispy.
Yeah. I mean, they would probably taste better if it was crispier. Like it was crunchier.
Yeah, but then it gets... Yeah, but then...
It's almost like eating stale bread.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what were we just talking about?
I don't know.
I forgot.
I cannot stay awake today.
Yeah.
I woke up at 6, FaceTime with my sister, put away all my laundry, and I was like, ugh, should I go to the gym? And then I was like, nah, fuck that. Got back into bed and I slept all the way to 8:45.
Wow.
Yeah, and you would think I'd be like okay right now.
I know.
Because I went to bed around 11.
Really?
I don't think that's too late.
No, it's not like 2 o'clock like I did.
Mm-mm.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. Then I wonder why I'm tired. I don't get enough sleep.
I might be going to bed late tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean tonight. But.
Yeah. So I got a grill. Did I tell you? I told you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so last night.
Can you make some grill stuff and bring it in this week?
But I'll tell you what happens, though. You got to eat it when it comes right off the
grill. I know.
Grilled
food is pretty nasty when it's like in the fridge after.
Well, you don't want to eat steak if it's not hot out of the fucking...
Oven. Grill.
Out of the grill.
Yeah. The only thing that's okay after being grilled is hot dogs. Like, I'll eat a grilled hot dog the next day.
Yeah.
I haven't had a hot dog in like 2 fucking years, bro.
Really?
Yeah. My dad makes the best grilled hot dogs. Not that there's anything.
See, I like sausages more.
Like, I like sausages too. They're so bad for you though. So are hot dogs.
So occasionally, you know.
Yeah, occasionally. Like once in a while. But a sausage every once in a while, it's like, damn, I forgot how good this was.
It really is. They're fatty and greasy.
Yeah, and greasy. And you feel like, especially if you're hungover.
Yeah. But yesterday, I didn't have time all day to make food. But, I felt like steak after we talked to Greg in the morning about barbecue.
Yeah,
and
I haven't had steak
in
a while.
So I had a couple steaks in the freezer and I thought, I'm going to make this, but I wanted to defrost them first.
Right.
So I had to wait. By the time I'm ready, it's 11 o'clock.
Well, at night?
At night.
Okay, come on.
And I'm like, but I really have to have the steak right now. So I fired up the grill, put them on. 5 minutes, they were ready. The best fucking steak ever. I'm telling
you. So bad to eat that late
fucking
at night.
Fucking prime rib. Yeah.
But
not prime rib, ribeye.
Ribeye, yeah.
Yeah.
I love ribeye steak.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
You know, so the weight came out, so I realized you really have to know how to cook it. You know, I mean, I only took a couple tips.
Yeah, you can burn it, too.
Yeah, I mean, I took a couple tips from Greg and from reading that the guide, and they came out pretty good, you know?
That's
so
good.
And so just imagine after you learn a little bit more about it,
mm-hmm.
how great it's going to happen.
Right.
You know? So, I don't know how you're going to get taste out of it unless I invite you to a party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Legit.
Yeah.
Because I forgot grilled food is really not the business after it's been in the.
No. You got to have a steak right there and then.
Exactly.
And even if you wait a few minutes, it already gets cold and dry. You got to eat it right there and then.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, steak is cool, man. So now I have this to play with. I have my massage chair, which I use every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. And everybody that came over thought it was the shit.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it really relaxes me. I mean, call me crazy, but I go on there, I turn it. It's like reclined almost, you know, 90 degrees.
Mm.
So I'm like lying almost on it. All those rollers run and massage your back and your feet and your calves and even your arms. There's like, you know, like pillows that sort of like inflate and shit. And it's like So it presses on your arms like you're getting pressure there.
Right.
It's so fucking relaxing, man. It's like you sit there for 10 minutes, you feel like you're floating.
That sounds wonderful, actually, right now.
Yeah. You I'd know. Be like, so I thought, what the hell? That was a good investment. The massage chair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a hit.
They have them at nail party. Salons.
Yeah. So. I know. Those are huge, though. Those are like monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they are.
I can't handle that. But mine is about the size of a, I don't know, an airplane seat or something, you know, something like that. It's pretty narrow.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not huge.
Yeah. I mean, well, huge ones would probably be like thousands of dollars.
Right. Yeah. And I don't want those. Yeah. I mean, this one is a fucking monster to move anyway. Right. It's so heavy.
Right.
So, yeah. Let's see what else is going on in the news. Not much that I...
Yeah, I didn't really see anything on my phone this morning either that I was like, wow, we have to talk about this today.
Right, right. Nothing?
Really, yeah. I'm looking right now at the blog page that I look
There's
at.
There's a story.
Oh, I want to tell you something. Yeah. Tell me if I'm in the wrong. So I have sent, like, I've copied and pasted the same DM to, like, multiple celebrities. Mind you, I know that, like, 90% of them aren't going to open it or see it.
Right.
It's basically trying to get them to come on our podcast, okay?
Yeah.
So I had this dude who's semi-famous. He's always in the blogs. He's, like, in trouble all the time, and he'd be, like, a really good guest, you know? So he agreed to come last Tuesday, but he got locked up, okay?
Yeah.
So he's like, I'll come the following Tuesday. I'm like, cool, keep in touch then. But he's FaceTimed me. He's called me. He's texting me where you're at, like, and I always say I'm busy because I don't need to, I don't need to meet up with you.
Yeah.
Outside of you coming for me to interview you.
Right.
You know
He's
what I mean?
Try to go a little further.
Yeah, that. I'm pretty sure. So then he hit me up on Sunday and was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm going to bed. I work in the morning. I'm coming here.
Right.
And I go, but I'll see you on Tuesday. He said, nah, I'm good. So basically, because I'm not fucking him or sucking his dick.
When he wants you to.
When I, basically, he was expecting something
to
come on the show.
Really? Did you tell him to fuck off?
Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm never going to put my morals aside to have somebody sit in a chair for an hour when you have nothing else to do.
Right.
Like, that's crazy. Come because you want to have a good time.
Yeah.
If you don't, then goodbye.
Exactly. Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's funny because I just did a YouTube video. I'm going to post it in the next couple of days. It's just like, this isn't like sexual harassment because we've never met, but in a degree, it's kind of in the Me Too movement because this is why people, this is why females feel like they have to do shit they don't want to do to get ahead.
To get ahead.
Like, imagine if I wasn't if I didn't have a strong personality or I wasn't strong-willed.
Right.
I'd be like, okay, yeah, let's meet up. And then I would feel pressured to fuck him.
Right.
And then he probably wouldn't have come on the show anyway.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is just a prime example of men who have money, men who have a following, and men who have power that think that they can just do that.
That's true.
That they're allowed to do it.
Maybe they can. Maybe they do get it.
No, and I'm sure there's girls where he can say that to.
Right.
And I said this in the video.
He can say it to anybody.
Yeah. Like, he thinks he can, because so many females respond to that type of behavior.
Yeah.
Because they want a new bag, or they want to get to the party, or they want to sit in the VIP section at the club.
So they're inviting this.
Well, yeah. But then it ruins shit for women like me, who, that is not why I hit you up. I hit you up because you are a good guest. Even now, I still think you'd be a good guest. If you have a problem, come on the show and talk about it, because I'm going to drag you in this YouTube. I'm dragging your name through the mud.
Yeah. Because
I think you're a fucking loser now.
That's true. Why don't you out the motherfucker?
I am.
Really?
Yeah. I just told you I filmed a YouTube yesterday before I went to work.
Uh-huh.
I was fucking, I got emotional during it because I'm like, it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And this is why it's hard for people like women like me who have an idea that are just trying to get a few well-known people to support their idea to come on the show. But then it's like, we can't because you're expecting me or my co-host to fucking fuck you.
Right. So let me ask you this. Why would you pick someone like that to come on your show?
Because he's an interesting person to interview.
Right.
He might be a piece, because I didn't know he was going to be a piece of shit.
Right.
I DM'd him. He gave me his number. He said, hey, listen, I've got some things to do today. If I don't make it this Tuesday, I'll make it next Tuesday. It was pretty much straight and narrow, straight to the point.
Yeah. Now, do you mention in your video who it is?
Yeah.
Really? So tell us now.
YBN Almighty J. He's a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Yeah. Go to YouTube and put in the song Cash App.
I don't want to. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Yeah. And he's like 12. I'm a grown ass woman, bro. Yeah. I'm not the 14-year-old girls in your fucking DMs.
Yeah.
It's not happening. Either come or you don't.
You know, and then you say this and they like profusely deny.
Yeah. Oh, no. I showed the text everything.
Really?
In the video. You're so not about to play me. Yeah. Oh. You're not about to play me.
Yeah, I see people are crazy by writing this shit.
Call me.
Everything you write down there is going to be published.
Yeah, and I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't care about you.
Right.
You know, I gave you an opportunity to be a cool ass motherfucker. You have nothing to do on a Tuesday night. Come to the show. But because I don't want to meet up with you at 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You don't want to come now? Meet up with you to do what? I don't owe you that much and you don't owe me to come. But right. I asked you and you agreed that you would.
Right.
So don't agree to do something if you don't want to do it.
No, you're totally right, you know, but why would you look for rappers? Is that the only kind of...
he's just one of the few... I wrote everybody. I've written actors. I've written producers. I've written Viners. I've written YouTubers. I've written...
So he probably just responded because...
His friend...
He wanted to fuck you.
Yeah, his friend DM'd me and was like... his friend is the one that hit me up.
How disappointing, yeah,
and
you know?
His friend hit me up last week when he was in jail and was like, we're not going to make it. He's still locked up.
Right.
I said, all right, cool, whatever. Mind you, I don't even know if that's true. They could have just said that because they didn't want to come.
Right.
Because then they hit me up maybe 2 hours after that, FaceTiming me, asking me to come out. I was like, no, you didn't come to my show. I'm not coming out. Like, what the fuck? So I hit him up after he said he's not coming. I go, what's good with your boy? Like, talk some sense into him. He goes, he only DM'd you back because he thought you looked good. And he, like, wanted to chill with you.
What?
I'm like, so he had absolutely no interest.
Right, no interest in being on your show.
And being on my show, he goes, you're not paying us and that show doesn't benefit us at all. We're going to support you, but you're just not a genuine person because you don't meet up with him. Well, because I'm not fucking him?
Right, right. Yeah.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
It's fucking crazy.
And then these are motherfuckers that are getting paid. These are who people are like supporting. So right. They can have lavish lives. But yet we have a show that we dream to hopefully be on HBO one day. And we can't even get a motherfucker to come without wanting to lick our vaginas or our toes.
Well, okay. So, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you bring in that type of people, that's what you can expect.
But not every person is like that. Yeah.
Not every. But I think they're likely to be like that because many rappers come from shitty backgrounds.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know how to treat women.
Right.
So, you know what you can do? Either bring in people that are more respectable or bring on women. You know?
I don't want it to, but it's not just, I don't want it to be, I mean, like, obviously we're going to have women, but I don't want it to be just women.
No, but it doesn't matter.
No.
And if it does, okay, so.
We'll have men, women, trans.
That's what I'm
saying.
Gays.
We don't care.
Okay.
But it's just like, I get hot about it because I'm like, And I said in my YouTube, I go, I'm calling out all these rappers. I hope one of you, and it's not even rappers. I just said black men in general. I said, I'm calling out some of you black men in general. Hopefully one of you can be the Colin Kaepernick of the industry and like stand up and not be a douche and come. Right. Even though we're not paying you, our show is not number one on the charts. Right. It's just a fucking good time. If you have nothing to do on a Tuesday night, then come. And I called out 50 Cent and a bunch of other rappers that I DM'd. Obviously, they haven't seen it because they have millions and millions and millions of followers.
Right.
But if this video gets seen, hopefully one of them's like, fuck it, I want to go on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
It's just really frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, because if you stay quiet, if you stay silent, then you're enabling them.
And most women do.
Yeah.
And this is why women succumb to men's bullshit, especially right. in the industry, because they feel like they have to do this. Okay, like, if say it wasn't me, right? And I was a chick that really thought this podcast was going to go through the roof and through the sky and whatever. And then this situation happened, and I convinced myself that the only way I'm going to have, like, a popping guest is if I suck his dick.
Yeah.
Imagine if I had that mind process.
I know.
I'd be sucking everybody's dick. And 90%
of some women do that?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
To get a guest on the show?
No, I'm not saying it doesn't even need to be a radio show. What if it's like they want to be, you know?
Yeah, like any other thing.
Yeah, like anything. Or even like they want their friends are coming into town and they want to make sure that they're straight at the club.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to fuck one of these dudes because I want me and my friends to sit at a section when we go out. That's wow. like how these men speak to you.
Yeah.
I don't owe you shit. You don't owe me shit. Either come because you want to or don't come.
Right.
Because I ain't fucking you. I'm not doing it. I'm not sucking your little fucking dick.
Wow.
It's just crazy to me. I get so it hot really when I think is. About it.
Yeah, I don't
it's
blame
just,
you.
It's just like no woman is saying that to a man.
Exactly.
And if it is, it's very rare. Like no celebrity woman is hitting up whatever dude just whatever no-name dude is asking her to be on asking her to be on his podcast. She ain't hitting him up at 1 o'clock in the morning saying, where you at? FaceTiming him at 2 o'clock in the morning saying, where you at?
Right, right. Yeah.
That's not happening. And it's only men doing that shit.
And apparently, you know, if other women didn't really, like you said, go along with this, then it wouldn't go. I mean, but they feel like it's working.
Yeah.
It works for me.
Right.
You know, I
so his friend just hit me up now via DM on Instagram and was like, do you want me to come in tonight? I go, I thought you said you guys didn't want to come in. Oh, he's not coming, but I'll still come. Why would I want one of his homeboys that hangs out in his group to come on? I don't know. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
Who the fuck?
Yeah. Who the what am I going to interview you about? I don't even fucking know you.
Wow.
We wanted him because he has 1.1 million followers and he's in the news right now for being a thug. So yeah, there's a lot of interview questions there. Yeah. Why do we want you on the show?
Yeah.
To interview what? About your friend? Hey, can you tell us about your friend?
Yeah,
how fucking stupid would that be?
Yeah, what's it like to be his friend?
Yeah. Because we want to know so badly what it's like to roll in that crew.
Right.
Yeah, no. So,
I don't know what's wrong with these people, man, but I would never hang out with that kind of crowd, you know. I mean, why is it that where I go, I don't get disrespected like that? Because, well, first of all, I'm not a woman. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, I seek out people that are respectful towards other people, you know.
Right.
And these people are not. Listen to the lyrics of their fucking songs. You know what? Now I'm curious to see what he sounds like. You know, let me bring up YouTube here and let's see what. So tell me, what should I look up? I want to see what he looks like and also what
YBN
he sounds
like. Almighty J.
Okay. YBN Almighty J. Blueface, Thotiana, Chopsticks. I don't know what the fuck. What's the name of the song?
I would put Cash App.
Cash App? I don't see that. Okay, let me put any one of them. Oh, I can see him here. Raps like Blueface. Is that what we want? Mox Blueface. Almighty raps like Blueface. Is that who it is?
Just put an Almighty J Cash App. A1 Bentley.
Okay, never mind. I'm not going to start looking it up now. Fuck it. But at any rate, I don't know what. This guy is inappropriate completely.
Yeah.
Totally out of line.
Yep.
And I'm proud of you for standing up for yourself and for women in general, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way women should be. Expose the motherfucker so he can't keep doing that.
Well, I mean, the thing is that I'll post this video. People will give their 2 cents and then, you know, it'll just go back to him doing that to whoever else and them answering and responding.
Right,
it's just
right.
There's really no stopping the cycle because people don't care.
Right.
There might be someone who had an experience who would be like, oh my God, the same thing happened to me.
Right.
But like, who knows if they went through with anything. And not only that, like he was just seen in Puerto Rico with this girl or Dominican Republic. I don't know which one. He was on an island with some girl that was on Bad Girls Club. Who I don't have, like, we both have each other blocked on Instagram. We don't like each other. But supposedly you have a girl who's on the same show franchise as me. Why the fuck are you asking me where I'm at?
Right.
Why don't you attend to your bitch?
Right.
It's just, ugh. Gross. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blown away by this, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to understand. Really. I mean, as a woman, but I mean, I've been told by female friends and stuff, like, for example, if they go to, they're very hesitant in going to a car repair shop, for example, you know, they're like, they see a woman and they start like bullshitting us, you know?
Yeah.
And shit like this. And they think they don't treat them the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They look down on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that happens. I just never notice it because I'm not female.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's weird. It's like guys that have money, like, even the guy I used to date, when he was like, when we got into a fight and the last day I saw him, he's like, why couldn't you just come over and suck my dick when I wanted my dick to be sucked? And I'm just like, look at this, how this motherfucker speaks.
Right.
Like, who are
That's
you?
That's how he treats you.
Yeah, like, because you drive a Lambo and you can pay for $1,500 dinners a night, you can talk to a woman like that? Because you can't.
Right, right.
And if the women that are accepting that behavior don't love themselves.
Right.
Because I'll be damned if you think I'm going to be a bitch that just comes over to suck your dick when you want your dick sucked.
Yeah.
And the fact that exactly. You can even look at me and say that.
Right.
But it's just like a power thing. It's like men with money and power literally can get away with anything because there's so many women who allow them to do that.
That's true.
I'm just not one of them.
I know. They're chasing the fucking money.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
And 90% of the time, these dudes ain't giving you shit.
Right.
You're going to suck their dick and they're going to say, have a good night, bitch.
Right. So facts. You just better enjoy the fucking dinner and all that
if
bullshit.
You even get that.
Right.
If you even get that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good. Good. I'm glad to know that women that fall for that actually end up paying for it.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing because you don't want to fall for someone who is like, you know, I mean, that's the thing. If a lot of money changes you, then you're not a solid person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't have your values.
Either that or you've always been a piece of shit. Now right. You're just a piece of shit with money.
Yeah.
So it's one of the two. It's either you allow money to change you, which in the end makes you a piece of shit, or you were always a piece of shit. You were just broke before.
Right. No, I mean, that's exactly it. Because if you were not a piece of shit, you probably will not be one when you have money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then you would think people that didn't have money before would be more humble.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, I'm so blessed. I'm so humbled.
Right.
Like, if I ever got super rich, I'd be like, wow, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm so blessed.
But it all probably also depends on how they made that money.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. So, that's that.
Fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Find another fucking guest for your show.
Yeah, we have a female coming on tonight, so. Yeah.
All right. I guess that's it, right? Well, we have a couple more minutes. Let's not go yet. I closed down my browser and shit, but one thing I wanted to bring up, and I'm trying to remember what it was before, but we'll probably have a party soon for the station. I know I've been saying that, but now it's pretty clear that we need to have one. So we'll have stories from that too.
Mm-hmm.
And we deserve the fucking parties, man. There's 80 fucking hosts on this station.
Yeah, it's wild.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And people like to come together and stuff. And it's a pretty big party, although not everybody's going to show up. But even if half do, that's 40 people.
Yeah.
It's a big party to have in here.
Yeah.
But we will, you know. fuck that shit, man. I got to do something about my cough.
Yeah.
It's getting bad, right?
Was a little bad today.
Yeah, it was. But you know when it happens? When I start fucking focusing on it.
Mm.
Then it starts.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
People are going to have to deal with it. What can I do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to it, so I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was talking to my friend, and we realized that, you know what? Maybe we need to come up with a dating site for smokers, for people that want to meet other people that smoke. Because you can't meet anybody. Everybody's a fucking health nut here.
Yeah.
So you can't meet women that way.
Yeah.
Right? So I go on the app store. I go, online dating for smokers. Nothing comes up. Only one app for weed.
Okay.
So, but then I went on the internet and Google, and there's several websites for it.
Mm.
You know, like smokerspersonals.com.
Oh, my God.
But no, I mean, really, if you don't want to change your lifestyle, because he was telling me how he was meeting women and they told him, you know, the smoking's a problem, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I told him we're in the wrong places, you know.
Right.
There's places in the country where other women smoke too and everybody's fine with it.
Right.
Anyway, I can't breathe anymore.
Oh, my God.
All right, everybody. I'm just kidding. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
Enjoy yourself in Venice. Do you know that, have you been to the canals there yet?
Not doing that today. Okay, I'm in and out like today. A robbery.
All right. See you, everybody, tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.